This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the smartphone market has been undeniably stubborn. We know this. But does Samsung have what it takes to get us to buy expensive phones again? A broader look at the smartphone space as new devices keep trying to crack the code. That's after these tech headlines. A deal between Microsoft and a celebrity video gamer known as Ninja might make Microsoft a legitimate new player in the game streaming business. Tyler Ninja Blevins began playing games live exclusively on Microsoft's Mixer platform earlier this month, the first major poach from Twitch, which is, of course, the Amazon-owned service, and incidentally dominating the gaming streaming sector. The terms of Mr. Blevins' current and former deals couldn't be learned, but the journal says Mixer's move officially makes Microsoft a buyer in the red-hot market for streamer talent. Sarah E. Needleman has more at WSJ.com. Green Dot is taking on water from Silicon Valley's plunge into the banking system. Shares in the bank, known for issuing prepaid debit cards, fell 42% after it scaled back its revenue and profit outlook for the rest of the year. Green Dot's signature product, a reloadable bank card that is sold and topped up with money at Walmart and other retail stores, is losing users. Total active accounts fell 6% to 5.7 million. In contrast, challengers offering smartphone-based bank accounts, such as Acorns Grow, Chime Financial, and Square's Cash App, have added millions of accounts in just the past year. ESPN has postponed this past weekend's plans to highlight a recent esports competition in which players competed at the shooter video game Apex Legends from Electronic Arts. The decision was made out of respect for the victims of the El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio shootings. Disney's ESPN will air the program instead in October. The competition took place last month at a stadium in Minneapolis. Coming up, can the Galaxy Note 10 help Samsung stand up to a stubborn iPhone market? For a complete look and for all the fancy new specs, you can see for yourself at WSJ.com. Plus, you can also read and hear about what our personal tech columnists have to say about the Samsung Galaxy Note 10. It, of course, debuted last week. This week, we are still left wondering about the broader existential crisis rippling across the smartphone industry. Just me? Because consider this. Manufacturers could once bank on all of us collectively devouring any brand new device they dangled in front of our face. That era is over. Somehow, we are now able to resist $1,000 price tags. Marina Koicheva, Vice President of Forecasting at CCS Insight, has more on why industry sales have tumbled.
The key reason is that there are no new users to attract to the market, and the current users of premium phones stick to their devices for longer and longer. And the other reason is the price. So the prices of the premium devices have been going up and up for the last 2 years, and that suppresses the market additionally.
She also says that if there is a problem, it's not due to lack of innovation.
Every new device offers something new, and the innovation in mobile phones hasn't stopped. What's happened is that it's harder for people to notice it because phones tend to look the same as the ones from a year ago, from 2 years ago, and also software updates on their devices. So as a result, they see less innovation in the new devices, less obvious innovation, and then tend to stick to their old devices for longer.
In an effort to broaden the market, for the first time, Samsung chose to offer two sizes of the phone. It also introduces some new stylus features via the S Pen. The official word from Mark Holloway, head of product operations at Samsung Mobile Europe.
The S Pen's always been the number one reason why people are buying the Note device, as well as the fact that it's got a large display and powerful performance. But for the first time with the Note 10, we're actually offering it in two different sizes. So we also recognize that for some people, they really want the S Pen functionality, but in a more compact form factor. So I think that will also broaden the appeal and people will be really excited by that.
Well, there's a new feature called AR Doodle, which lets you do what it sounds like, draw an augmented reality. It's the stylus S Pen function that might keep solid hold of the spotlight.
We're seeing really high usage with the pen on the Note devices. It's really great for productivity because it allows you to take notes or illustrate as well through Samsung Notes. But we're also, since the Note 9, we introduced different actions as well. So you have Air Actions now with the Note 10. So you can interact with the device in a completely different way.
Time will tell if the highly anticipated flagship phone can weather a tough smartphone market. As recently as 5 years ago, premium devices represented the majority of phones sold, but that ratio has fallen to just 26% this year. More at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.